Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all of your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA playoffs, fights, and even next season's futures. And don't forget that the MLB is back as well. Who are you picking to win the World Series? BetOnline is your continued source for all of your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Hello everyone and welcome to 100 Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers. And today I'm taking a look at my pick for the most underrated player in the 2022 NFL Draft. So if you enjoy this video or this episode of the podcast, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live pretty much each and every single day on Facebook and YouTube. We have clips of our shows at 100 Football on Instagram. Check out our brand new LinkedIn page and connect with us over there on a professional level at 100 Football. And of course, our podcast you can listen to every single day thanks to the Believe Podcast Network. Available anywhere you listen to podcasts with pretty much close to 900 episodes available for download. I know I was looking at it because I upload the vast majority of all these, and I was just looking the other day and I'm like, man, we're getting so close to 1,000. And I mean, we've only been over there for about a year and a half now. So we've definitely been putting in the work. And I mean, we severely appreciate everyone over there for all the hard work they've done and all the support they've given us each and every single week for allowing us to put our content over there. It's been a brand new medium for us to get our channel, get our reach. And we thank them. We thank you, the fans, of course, for tuning in and listening and watching to our shows, our programs. About the draft, about the legends interviews, history specials, and really anything we talk about football related each and every week with about 10 plus videos per week. So we thank you all for the continued support. So it's time for my pick for the most underrated draft pick, who I think it will be. Well, let me change the slide here and you can see who it is. I got Calvin Austin, wide receiver out of Memphis. Calvin Austin III. And the reason I think he is underrated, right? He's 5'7 and 3'4, almost 5'8, right? Undersized, right? He's a very small guy, 170 pounds on soaking wet. But you hear about the Chris Olaves, the Garrett Wilsons, just all of the top tier wide receivers in the 2022 NFL draft. Like I said, the Jameson Williams, Drake Londons, yada, yada, yada. But I feel like Calvin Austin III kind of gets overlooked, and that's why he's my pick for the most underrated player in this draft. Looking at a few of the stats, we'll go back here. 2019, he saw a good bit of action, 9 games, 17 catches, 315 yards, 3 touchdowns already, so looking good there. 2020, solid year two. He had 63 catches for 1,053 yards, 11 touchdowns. And then this past season, 2021, 74 receptions, for 1,149 yards and 8 touchdowns. But the big key I like about him is his average per catch, right? Receiving yards per reception. In 2019, 18.5. 2020, 16.7. And then 2021, which was his big year, right? This last year, 15.5. I mean, this guy is a big threat. Like, he is an explosive player. Don't get me wrong. Like, he is a very good player. And I think also just the size, you know, the weight that people are just, you know, this guy's going to get absolutely smacked around in the NFL as a receiver. But let's talk more about him and why I like him, right? He's got really good ability to beat the press coverages, very quick, reliable hands, does not drop the ball very often. He's a scrappy young player. He's not afraid to block as well, which you like to see. He can also return some punts as well if you need him on the kick team. to return some punts or some kickoffs maybe, you can have him there as another weapon. He's got good ball skills, and he's just overall, I think, just very overlooked at this draft, and I think he should be talked about more. And I think that also, too, just has to be where he played at Memphis. Memphis is a solid school, right? I mean, it's primarily known as a basketball school. That's what everyone knows. The Memphis Grizzlies doing pretty good right now, but everyone talks about that basketball program. But the football program, right, they've produced some very good players over the years, and I think that Calvin Austin III could be the next big Tiger coming into the NFL and having a good career. Like I say, he's got good speed, got good hands, reliable, a good blocker, can also help you out in the punt game as well. He's first team all AAC in both 2020 and 2021. And plus, he's a hard worker too, right? He didn't just walk on and get this spot. Well, let me rephrase that. He did walk on and get this spot because he was a track athlete, right? That's why he's so quick. He walked on. He said, you know what? I'm going to try this football thing out and look at where we are now at the NFL draft. And I get that he's undersized, right? He's a small dude, small frame. He's got great speed, good balance as well. And he plays big. He's not afraid to go up there and make the big jump. He can play physical. He's going to do as much as he can to better his team. And with a guy with good hands, with good athleticism, a very good blocker for somebody his size too, I think that you can definitely have him on your team that can help pick apart a defense, right? If he's not your number one guy, he definitely needs to be your number two guy, because this is someone you can have on the field and that can just give you a bolt, a jolt of electricity, whatever you may need it. If your number one guy is getting double teamed, toss it over to Calvin Austin, see what he can do. He can pick you up some good yards. Like I said, I read the average per receptions over fit, you know, pretty much over 10 his entire career at Memphis. And I think that will translate very well into the NFL. Get him on some short routes and he will do some damage. Then do not be afraid to throw to him long, because he'll do his best, right, to get up there and get after it. So that's why I think Calvin Austin is the most underrated player in the 2022 NFL draft. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online. Please leave a comment. Do you think Calvin Austin is underrated, perfectly rated, or overrated? We love to interact and talk with you, all of the fans. We enjoy it each and every single week. Like I said, check out all of our videos on Facebook and YouTube. Go over to our podcast, thanks to the Believe Podcast Network, and check us out over there. Available anywhere the podcast, Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio, etc., etc. We thank them for all the continued support. Like I said, check us out on LinkedIn as well, at 100th Football, and clips for shows at Instagram at 100th Football as well. Like again, we thank you all for the continued support. Enjoy the NFL draft. Have a safe time. Have a fun time. But in the meantime, everyone, we will talk to you again on another live episode. We will see you soon. Have a great night.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football, Sports, Talk, Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.